Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we're wrapping up our conversation with Jay Truitt of NCBA in just a moment.
We're pleased to have with us today Wava with New Sound. Wava, tell us about New Sound. You've got locations across the state.
That's right, Ron. Since our opening of New Sound back in 1996, it has always been our goal to serve our customers' hearing needs for the entire state of Oklahoma.
Tell the listeners about what makes New Sound so much different than some of the other hearing aid companies that are around.
What if you were to buy a car and then took it back to the dealer for service, and then they told you that your car would have to be sent back to Detroit or Japan? I think you would be very disappointed. When our customers come to New Sound, we want to solve their problem right now. Even in our rural areas, most repairs are done right on the spot.
Thanks, Wava. New Sound has the latest state-of-the-art technology featuring open ear canal hearing aids. It's the closest thing to natural hearing out there. New Sound has a location near you. Call them and find out more. 1-888-755-6557. 888-755-6557 for New Sound.
Listen to life, the New Sound way.
Last couple of Beef Buzzes we've been pleased to have along with us Jay Truitt, head of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And being inside the Washington Beltway, he's obviously very interested in who's serving up on Capitol Hill in Congress, in the Senate and in the House, as well as who's over at the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, just around the corner from their offices. Jay Truitt says this election cycle in 08 is a mighty important one for cattle producers to be engaged in.
One of the things I think that people overlook is really how close all these races have been in the past and how many congressional districts are really in play. We do some internal analysis, and I think when we look at our internal analysis and look at the last election and kind of the trends that are taking place in Congress, it looks to us like there's about 90 seats in the House of Representatives that are really at play. Within that, there's about half a dozen seats that are open or vacant or coming open and vacant for a variety of reasons. Members are retiring, members that have left, or members that are moving up seeking some other office. As well, in the Senate, you've got a number of pretty important districts that, from a cattle perspective, that are going to come open and have to be addressed as well. Wayne Allard's seat in Colorado, Mr. Allard is retiring, and he's been one of our strongest allies and clearly understands our industry. He's a veterinarian and has been involved in this business his whole life as well. So we're going to replace him as well. There is a lot riding on this fall's elections. Nobody should undervalue how important it is for people in rural America to get out, really participate in the process. A lot of your listeners may not get a chance to actually participate in one of the primaries, but absolutely we've got to see people participate in the primary wherever possible. And if you can't call one of your relatives in some other area and make sure that they're participating as well. But in the fall of 2008, this may be one of the most important votes that a lot of people take.
NCBA's Jay Truitt. As corn futures have surged higher in the last few weeks, the livestock-to-feed price ratios have continued to deteriorate. Currently, the ratio of nearby live cattle futures to nearby corn declined past the 20-to-1 mark. That's the lowest point since 1996. And in 96, that was the peak of the previous cattle cycle. Is that going to happen again this time around? Hard to say. But it's going to take substantially higher cattle prices in the days to come to catch up with the surge that we've seen in feed grain cost. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. I've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.